Hello, I'm Stuart Clarkson, sitting in for Trevor Dann, who's away this week. David Lloyd on holiday as well, so no radio moments either. But we do have the latest Radio Today news, and our main feature is a report from Bob FM's Graham Mack, who's been to the Talkers Conference, which took place last week in New York City. This is an annual event for news talk presenters and producers, and Graham was there to mingle with some of the speakers and delegates.
The Radio Today programme with Broadcast Bionics, innovative solutions for creative radio people.
She made me blush when she told me what she'd said on her radio show.
Your cheeks are so red. I love what I do, right? I get to talk to people about the craziest, most wonderful things ever.
Find out more about her and what she said later. I'm Graham Mack at Talkers 2017 in Manhattan, now in its 20th year. It's billed as the most important national talk media convention. The man who puts it all together is the editor of Talkers magazine and Talkers.com, Michael Harrison. What will the highlights be today?
Oh my gosh, the whole thing is a highlight. The highlight is, how do you do talk radio in the age of Trump? How do we deal with the ongoing difficulty of preserving free speech while maintaining dignity and fairness and truth?
Well, all the leaders of the talk industry in America are here, including this big fella, Phil Boyce from Salem Communications.
I'm Senior Vice President of Spoken Word Format, which means I'm responsible for all of the local stations. We've got about 35 news talks. I'm also responsible for the network. We've got 7 national hosts. And then I'm responsible for the 2 stations here in New York City. I directly supervise them.
You gave a very interesting presentation about some research that you've just been doing, or some research that you've just been interpreting.
Yes.
Can you just give me just a quick overview of what you found out?
In a number of our markets, we're competing with people who don't have access to my research and don't understand the news talk audience. For example, in Los Angeles, KABC had Sean Hannity, Larry Elder, and Mark Levin, 3 of the best issue-oriented, news-focused hosts on the planet.
Conservative.
They got rid of them. They said, oh, listeners don't care about news and politics, and we don't want to be so conservative all the time. This is Los Angeles, you know. This is California. People out here are progressive. So they got rid of them. I picked up 2 of the 3. Hannity went over to KEIB. I picked up Larry Elder and Mark Levin. Fast forward about 2 years. They lost half their audience. We gained most of those people. We're now beating KABC in Los Angeles, which I never thought was possible. And Larry Elder is beating whatever is on KABC against him by 5 times. So we just got to be smart and give the listeners what they want. They don't want that silly talk. I use the example of the Kim Kardashian wedding gown. They don't care that she wore 2 wedding gowns, both designed by Vera Wang. I heard that on a talk show from people that thought they did. They don't. They care about Donald Trump. They care about jobs. They care about all the stuff that Trump got elected on. Wake up and smell the coffee. This is not rocket science. Give them what they want, listeners will come.
Well, right now, I'm in what you might call the mix and mingle area, upstairs at the Helen Mills event space on West 26th Street. Earlier, I was backstage in the main theater area. I met Chris DeGaulle, who hosts mornings on WPHT Philadelphia. I asked him if his was a conservative talk show.
I am a conservative, but we don't exclusively talk politics.
And how has the Trump presidency changed your show?
Every single day, it is something content-worthy and rich. In fact, what's so funny about this president is, first thing in the morning, we actually have an alarm we play on the show when he tweets. He is up first thing in the morning tweeting, so we actually play an alarm. We monitor his Twitter feed, and when he tweets, we play an alarm on our show, and we break in to tell the audience what it is the president's just tweeted.
Chris DeGaulle. Well, I'm with Harry Hurley. He's been a morning show host at WPG in Atlantic City for the past 26 years. And you had an interest in life before that, Harry.
Graham, I've been so blessed. I spent about 12 years in the hotel industry. And my final assignment before becoming a broadcaster was vice president for Donald Trump. I'm a lucky man who he did not fire.
So what is he like?
Much different than this caricature that the media tries to create. He's fiercely loyal. I have a personal relationship to this day. President Trump has served notice to the bad actors of the world that the United States of America is back.
Now, this convention is not just for conservatives. There are liberals here, too. Tom Hartman is the number one progressive radio talk show host in the USA. I asked him why so many hosts and radio stations in America lean to the right.
Since Reagan stopped enforcing the Sherman Act and since the FCC started dialing back on ownership rules, when I started in radio in the 60s, there literally were over 10,000 owners of radio and television stations in this country. Now it's maybe a dozen. And those corporations, ideological conservatism matches their economic interests.
They're rich guys, is that what you're saying?
Well, it's not just that. They're rich guys who want their taxes cut and who like monopoly as a business model.
Well, now I'm with another Tom Likas. He got out of terrestrial radio, formed his own company, the New Normal Network Productions, and now you do your own online show.
Right.
What is traditional talk radio doing wrong?
They have not evolved into the realities of the 21st century. People do not need to get weather, traffic, time checks, sports scores. Radio stations, especially AM stations, talk stations, they sound like pinball machines. And the reality is they spend all this money on the talent they have on the air. They don't get a chance to say anything.
So a talk radio convention seems to feature a lot of men, but there is a lady here. What's your name?
Beth Liebling.
Tell me about your radio show.
I host a show on Saturday nights at 10 p.m. on ESPN Houston, and it is all about love and laughter. Love and Laughter with Beth. We talk about everything from what I think hot, passionate, intimate connections. We talked last week with a military vet because it was Memorial Day in the States, and we talked about how to love your heroes when people are coming home, returning vets, and dealing with medication and ED issues, as well as how they take care of themselves overseas when they're locked up with a bunch of same-sex people. And we want to talk about masturbation and the ways that we can do that. So I said I want to actually send vibrators now to our service members instead of socks and underwear. I think that would be way better use.
Thank you very much, Beth.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure. Your cheeks are so red. I love what I do, right? I get to talk to people about the craziest, most wonderful things ever.
For the last 30 years, Mike Francesa has been a sportscaster and host on WFAN in New York. In one of the many fireside chats at Talkers, he said that radio isn't being run properly. I asked him to explain more.
What I'm talking about is, I think that what's happened is radio has had a tremendous amount of consolidation where a few companies own most of the stations in the country. And in that way, I think they've run a lot of the big stations improperly because they've tried to economize in management and in how they run the stations. And instead of growing stations organically, which I think radio has to do on a great, radio grows from the bottom up, not from the top down. They've tried to run it from the top down in a cookie cutter style. And I think that has, without question, stunted its growth. I think it has retarded the growth of radio dramatically because I think one size doesn't fit all. You have to run a rock station different than a sports station, different than an oldie station, different than a news station. You will never materialize the profits and the efficiency you want if you run them all the same way.
Mike Francesa. So that's Talkers 2017 from New York City. Thank you, Michael Harrison, for inviting me. I really enjoyed it.
I'm so glad you had a great time. And Graham, everybody was talking about you. Everybody enjoyed meeting you and hearing you and seeing you. Can I give you a radio?
Sure.
I'm going to make a presentation to you. This is a Sea Crane pocket radio.
Yeah.
It's AM, FM.
Excellent.
I gather it works in England as well.
I'm sure. Okay.
Do you have radio there?
Yes, we do now.
Oh, over the air?
Electric
it's a modern. It's a modern innovation. You don't have to go through wires. It actually goes through the air. Isn't that amazing? It's like this big, massive Wi-Fi.
It'll never catch on. Thank you, Michael. I'm Graham Mack, and if you'd like to get an extended version of this report from Talkers 2017, check out my website, macmedia.co.uk.
Thank you, Graham Mack. The latest radio news from Radio Today after this.
Visual radio smarter and cheaper. Virtual director from Broadcast Bionics combines your social media, messaging, photos, audio, and videos with intelligent camera control and automated graphics. Welcome to the Social Studio at bionics.co.uk.
So the most read story of the week on radiotoday.co.uk is Bauer's introduction of a network daytime show on most of its big city stations. It's going to be one show for England, presented by Debbie Mack on Key 103, Radio City, Rock FM, Hallam Air, Viking Metro and TFM, while Gregsy from Clyde will be networked to 4th One, North Sound One, Tay FM and West FM. Stations not taking the show seem to be Free Radio and CFM in England and Radio Borders and MFR in Scotland. Bauer says it's working with the presenters affected by the change. We work out around 10 of them to identify other opportunities. Meanwhile, Bauer's West FM is leaving AIR and moving its studios into Radio Clyde in Glasgow. The station says it'll retain local sales, news and cash for kids teams in AIR, but programmes will come from Glasgow. The Radio Academy Awards, the ARIAs, are returning for a second year and they'll be in Leeds again in October. Entries open on the 26th of June. You need to get them in by the 4th of August. New categories this year include Best New Presenter and Best New Show. There'll also be awards for Best Community Programming and Best Online Radio Station. The awards due at the Leeds Arena is on the 19th of October and it's going to be free to attend for Radio Academy members. Talk about Yorkshire value, eh? Radio 2 has done an LBC and hired some big-hitting politicians as presenters. Former Labour leader Ed Miliband and ex-Tory leader Ian Duncan Smith will each host a week of the Jeremy Vine show as Mr Vine takes the last fortnight of June off. BBC Newcastle has announced it's reopening a base in Sunderland. It's going to have space for a team of journalists based at the University of Sunderland's School of Media and Communication. Celador Radio has a new head of news and information this week. Former LBC Programme Director and Global Group News Editor Jonathan Richards is moving to the Commercial Radio Group. Since leaving Global a few years back, he's been working at Radio 1 Newsbeat and more recently editor of the BBC Minute for the World Service. Celador's The Breeze, meanwhile, has a new breakfast show for Basingstoke, Andover and Newbury. Steve Priestley is taking over the show from Mark Franklin. Congratulations to Simon Parkin, who's moving from Saturday breakfast after 12 years to weekday mornings at BBC Somerset. Simon's ex-Radio Wales, LBC, Five Live and Real Radio Wales, but perhaps best known for his time as a children's BBC presenter in the Broom Cupboard in the early 90s. And voiceovers Sarah Starling and Kenny Blythe were among the winners at the Vox Awards 2017 recently. You can see the full list of winners at radiotoday.co.uk. And that's it for this week. There'll be another Radio Today programme next week, so please join us for that.
The Radio Today programme with Broadcast Bionics, creating and distributing clever software for radio.